Study shows 69% of datagraphs contain sexual innuendo. November 2006. This is Reverend Zim for UnNews. Halifax, Nova Scotia, the York Hunt Memorial Research Institute published a study today that reports up to 69% of charts and graphs designed to display seemingly innocuous data may actually contain some subtle forms of sexual innuendo. Innuendo. That's how you say suppository in Italian. The findings came after a team of scientists closely examined market reports, financial magazines, and dozens of other forms of media to investigate the prevalence of sexual innuendo in data charts. The results clearly showed that innuendo was even more widespread than they had anticipated. In a press conference in Halifax this morning, the lead researcher, Dr. Mike Hunt, great-great-grandson of the Institute's namesake, spoke on behalf of his team about the controversial new findings.
There is no doubt in our minds that the occurrence of sexual innuendo in data presentation has exploded into the last few decades. Me and my colleagues, during the entire 18-month period, we report over the data samples practically had constant erections. During the last few weeks, three members of our team had to be pulled from the project because so much blood was circulating through their penises, it was affecting the oxygen transport to the brain. This is a disturbing trend, though admittedly one that bodes well for the entertainment industry of adults. I can't tell you how much cash we've blown on porno and hookers in the last year and half to stave off our horniness. Why do I have a German accent? Why do I have an accent? I don't know. I just do.
Factors contributing to the rise in innuendo include the shape of graphs and newer methods of presentation. Three-dimensional pie graphs, the report stated, just look rounder, firmer, and juicier than their two-dimensional counterparts. And the smooth curves of rolling line graphs created with modern rendering programs can't help but give the viewer an urge to rip out the page and caress it. Cunning linguists employed by a data analysis company to make the data more appealing to the reader are also able to forcefully insert suggestions into the dark crevices of the reader's mind. Dr. Hunt recommended at the end of the conference that the government take immediate action to quell the tide of innuendo in data graphs.
Yeah, if we don't act quickly, this problem could explode into a messy ejaculation right under the unsuspecting faces of the Canadian people.
This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.